Big Food's global playbook, $120,000 per gallon water, and the holdout building inside a department store. The Lighthouse Report's investigation, Big Food versus the People, 234 points, 149 comments, documents the coordinated lobbying strategies that major food companies deploy to weaken nutrition labeling requirements and delay front-of-pack warning labels across multiple countries simultaneously. Countries that have attempted to implement warning labels, including Chile and Mexico, have faced organized industry opposition that reportedly includes trade complaints filed under international agreements, industry-aligned research designed to create uncertainty about established science, and bilateral investment treaty mechanisms used to threaten governments with arbitration costs. The Hacker News comment thread wrestles with what legal or regulatory framework could actually address behavior that is, in each individual instance, lawful. That debate produced a useful distinction between antitrust and consumer protection law. Antitrust law, as discussed in the HN thread, does not prohibit large market share. It prohibits using anti-competitive conduct, predatory pricing, exclusive dealing arrangements, tying, to acquire or maintain a dominant position. The food industry's regulatory lobbying does not fit neatly into that framework, because it is about regulatory influence rather than economic market dominance, which is why, as several commenters noted, the policy discussion tends to circle without resolution. The $120,000 per gallon water story, 198 points, 151 comments, concerns not bottled or mineral water, but certified reference standard water used in laboratory calibration and metrology. The extraordinary price reflects the cost of establishing certification, verifying specific isotopic ratios, coordinating documentation across multiple national metrology institutes, and maintaining a chain of custody as rigorous as pharmaceutical manufacturing. The HN thread became a broader discussion about how certification itself creates value, entirely divorced from the physical substance being certified. A general principle applicable across regulated industries, where much of what buyers pay for is the documentation and verification infrastructure, not the underlying physical good. The week's strangest story involves a small building on 34th Street in Manhattan that remained concealed behind Macy's billboards and signage for over a century. Macy's reportedly could not purchase the property, so rather than demolish the adjacent structure, the company built around it and hid it. With the billboards apparently coming down, the building is re-emerging as a genuine piece of urban history. The Hacker News comment thread predictably expanded into a discussion of holdout buildings as an economic phenomenon. The last parcel in a development site commands leverage entirely disproportionate to its market value because the developer requires exactly that piece to complete the project, which is why experienced developers typically assemble land parcels under non-disclosure or option agreements before revealing a project's existence. Macy's apparently failed to do so, and the result was a standoff lasting more than 100 years in one of the most valuable retail districts in the world.